Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
going Christmas light spotting and looking at the block Sanders and judging.
There we go. Got there. I was going to say, we didn't do Christmas light spotting today, but we did do blow up Sanders.
We did,
yeah,
yes.
We did. Still steadfast on
still
your...
Still steadfast that they are completely tacky.
Yeah.
And they're just...
What is it about them? Because I like them. Jimmy's about them. But you seem to have
dislike them. Yeah, I just think they look really...
Did something happen?
No, nothing happened. Mm. They just look... Ugh. Make me want to vomit in my mouth a little bit.
Well, what do you... I mean, you like lights, obviously.
Love
you love
lights.
Lights, Christmas trees.
I like
and...
tasteful Christmas decorations.
What about a nativity scene?
That's fine.
See, I'm not a fan of nativity scenes. If we're talking about things that
I'm not a fan
of. I used to
have one that went under the tree. I think Jesus broke off it, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Spoilers for Grace's nativity scene.
No, like Jesus. We all know he breaks off.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Did
then
I ever
he breaks
you...
off from life, but then he comes back. Happy Easter.
All right, I don't believe it.
In my kindergarten nativity play.
Sorry, you don't believe that he comes back or you don't believe that he dies?
Oh, the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
I believe it was some bloke having a laugh.
Kit and caboodle. Sorry, go on.
In my kindergarten nativity play, I played Mary.
Oh, what?
Yes.
We stopped for that?
Yes. But.
Oh, pregnant Mary.
Yeah, well, she'd just given birth. Oh. I was pregnant and then I gave birth.
Did you give birth in your kindergarten?
No, I didn't actively labour on stage.
I was going to say, that is young. So what did you do? You just appeared
like,
with a baby.
Acted out.
No, I didn't act it out. I didn't act it out. No.
That's good. Thanks. You should be a voice actor.
I was Mary in my high school play.
Really? Yeah. I was Joseph.
But I dropped baby Jesus.
Well, sorry, mate. I didn't.
Yeah, I know. Poor old Joseph. I swear it's yours.
Nah. It was an immaculate conception.
It was.
I didn't grow up with any religion, so I'm really not sure about any
we
of that.
Did all, we did all the religions. Can't remember much of it now.
All right, mate.
Yeah.
We did all the religions.
But now I can't. But because of that, we didn't really hone in on one, which means.
We didn't hone in on any.
Jack of all trades, master of none. That's me.
I always didn't know whether. Because I knew Christmas and Easter were birthday and dead, right?
Yeah, Easter like was when he. No, Easter was when he rose again. Good Friday was when he died.
Okay.
Which was
but
3 days before
I didn't
Easter
know,
Sunday.
Because I didn't know what was what. You know
it
what I mean?
Sounds like a movie. Jesus, part two, rose again.
Just when you thought he was gone, he's back, and he's improved. He's a bigger beard.
Well, you know that you know new the most sandals. Of Jesus Grace.
Yeah, I went to a Catholic.
New sandals, yeah.
Catholic primary
school.
I went to a Catholic primary school, and then I went to a Baptist high school, which was an interesting experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I do know plenty about it.
Yeah, and then you did the play and everything. So yeah, you're Mary.
I was Mary.
And then who played Jesus?
It was my little baby born doll named Becky.
Oh, so no one actually got to be Jesus.
No.
I'm going to tell a story, but if you listen to the podcast and it just cuts off, it's because producer Grace has decided that I can't tell this story on the podcast. So
yeah.
I want to start with that.
Okay, go for it. I might cut this one out.
Yeah, I think so.
And then just come to me now. Enjoy the podcast.
Nate's really excited for our next guest. They'll probably come up with the greatest song of all time. Luca Brasi, one of Tassie's biggest music exports. They grew up here in St. Helens. They're ARIA nominees. They performed at some of Australia's biggest festivals. And they've just released their theme song for the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. Please welcome from Luca Brasi, we've got Tyler and Pat.
Welcome, hey, guys. Jackies.
This is, first of all, sorry for getting you up so early.
We're old. We go to bed early.
We don't sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
they've still been going from Friday night. Yeah, after the first Jack Jumpers victory. Yeah,
mate. How was it, boys? I mean, you were there, Tyler. It was intense, wasn't it?
It was just red hot in that room. In that whole place, the atmosphere was just on fire and the Jackies bought it, man. It was just insane. It was such a wonderful thing to be part of.
Did you know it was going to be that big in MyState Bank Arena for the opening game? Like, it was sold out. They absolutely blew the roof off.
Yeah.
The entire game. It wasn't just at the end when we went into OT. It was the entire game. People were on their feet. Did you expect it to be that much of a spectacle?
Mate, no idea. Like, they could, you know, you knew it was sold out and you knew it was that many people, but you could not figure out that many people what it actually felt like in that room at the time. Yeah. Yeah, there was nothing it was going
to
be. Yeah.
There was one point where we had to encourage, or we wanted to encourage everybody to stand up and like start jumping around and stuff. And then we were getting messages from the ops team going, we've got to stop people jumping.
Calm them down. They said to themselves, like, you can encourage children to jump. It's weird. Yeah. So everyone make noise, but only children jump.
Yeah. People are feeling it engaged, Brooke, so we need to stop jumping up and down.
Stadium's going to collapse.
Yeah. I mean, we're gonna play the song very shortly, but Pat, how did the song come together? What was behind the scenes? What was happening?
Sometimes Tyler has these really wacky genius ideas. He just said, oh, let's write a song for the Jackie. He's like, oh yeah, let's give that a go. And I think we were just at band practice one day and I was just mucking around between songs, played a riff, and Richo goes, what's that? I said, oh, it's nothing. He goes, sounds like the Jackie song to me. It's like, yeah, all right. So went back home later, laid it down, and just really wanted to capture that, I guess, rock and roll anthem style. So I tried to make it as straight ahead as we could. Richo just kicked the lyrics out of the park and it all kind of came together from there. It actually came together really quickly.
Yeah, huge. And Ty, I mean, you guys are all massive basketball fans, yes? So did it come easy because the passion is already there? I mean,
mate, the passion is there. It's ignited in my soul for the Jack Jumpers. I live or die the Jackies.
Richo might have been best on ground. We shared a video of you just screaming at the end of the ground and on your Instagram and people just replying and going, how good? Look at
go! Like, when we won, because we sort of knew it was going to be played. It hadn't been actually official. We've kind of done this a little bit, a bit rogue and just went,
the back channels, yeah.
Hey, here's the song. Yeah. We got around the players and got everyone into it and then went, hey, here's the song. And they were like, oh, right, what's this sort of thing? So we kind of just went, like, we're just going to do it. So we'd heard win from the DJs, the comedy crew, that if they won, they're going to play the song. So I was kind of thinking, oh my God, here we go. And then Sobey hit that three at the end and I just wanted him to go back to Brisbane where he belonged. And it was overtime, man. And then we just smashed him in overtime and I was just so fired up and I heard the kick drum come in and I was like, that's the song. Boys, that's the song. It just ensued from there.
But it worked the exact same way with us. They didn't have on-court MCs, but we rocked up on first and said, hey, here's your MCs.
That's it, man. Yeah. He's got to do this.
Don't give him a choice.
We brought our own mics.
All right, boys, what we're going to do is we're going to get you stick around. We are going to play. We've got the song here. It's in the system. Jackies are on the march. Luca Brasi, the official Jack Jumpers song.
Official. Yeah, it is official.
We're calling it official. So I'm playing.
We shared on our Instagram earlier. I think on Friday, and like a few of the guys were like, oh, it's the song. I went, yeah, it's the song. Like,
yeah. It's the song.
So I'm going to hit play. Let's hit play on it. Here we go. Luca Brasi, Jackies are on the march.
This is the song you're going to hear at My State Bank Arena every time the boys win.
Yes.
Which means every game. You're going to hear the song.
No pressure, lads. Sorry. Yeah.
All right, stick around, Luca Brasi. Here's Jackies are on the march on here. I'm calling it the official song of the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. Luca Brasi, Jackies are on the march. Still joined by the boys.
Yeah, Jackies.
Go the Jackies. Tyler and Pat still here from Luca Brasi. Boys, the song, it's incredible. Even as we're playing it now at 7:20 in the morning. Like, I want to get out of the
beer and celebrate.
Yes, march, boys.
March to work.
March to work.
So, something, Nathan, I really loved. I mean, how did you feel like hearing it there? Because, I mean, Nathan and I, you know, failed musicians. That's how we got into radio. We just talk about other people's music. But it was the closest Nathan and I felt like rock stars because we were on the court at the end. That song's playing and everyone's clapping.
And we have a mic in our hands.
I'm lip syncing. How did you feel sitting in the...
Oh, mate, like I said, when it started and I heard the kick drum, I was so fired up already and then I was like... But like you guys were saying before, the crowd was so loud.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite sure if I could hear it or not.
Yeah.
And then when I realised, man, I was like... Ah, this is over, and just lost the plot. a lot of people have seen the video by now, but
probably not your best vocal performance. But
nah,
that's
all right. It's actually been out of tune. I was pretty rough after screaming the whole game.
When you were there, were people looking around, going, looking at you, going, "Hang on a minute, this is you guys."
Quite a few were in that section, yeah. When they realised, I had my mask off too. They were like, "This is that Brasi one."
It's like breaking the law.
with your mask on. Yeah.
Had a shirt on that said, "I am Luca Brasi."
Yeah, of course. Hang on. I had my own face on it, so people can see it.
How good is it as well? I mean, for something like this in Tassie, boys. I mean, you know, it's it just feels. I don't know, like it, you know, we've said it many times, like electric in the air. But it's so good for us to have this that we can get around and go to these games.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, just to see how many people are rocking up. Obviously, people are getting around it. I think membership's through the roof, like exceeding a whole bunch of other clubs. So just goes to show that Tassie will get around it. So, yeah, it's awesome.
It's huge. And, Richard, we were just talking off-air about it as well. There are no other teams that have this, that have a local band who have written and are performing the song for the local team. Like, it just, it fits so perfectly, and it's so Tasmanian, which is why I think it's so perfect. Do you agree?
I totally agree, man. Yeah. And, like, this whole thing just shows about how Tassie feels for us. It's always been a community vibe. People have always got around us. Tassie's always been so good to us. And it's translating the same way into this sports team.
Yeah.
You boys, I mean, in terms of like now, like, you know, the borders are open 7:15 stuff, performances and that. Like, are you excited that like there's somewhat of normality coming back?
Oh, man, I hope so. Like, we've had a tour rebooked about 3 times.
Yeah.
And it looks like it'll happen kind of February, March. This is the album tour that was meant to happen in, like, January.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it might happen 12 months later as long as things go to plan. So, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Okay, yeah. All right. And also, I mean, we've got the next game. It's happening this Thursday, Adelaide 36ers on the 9th. Are you guys going to be at the game, or we don't know yet?
Mate, I will be at the game.
Yeah,
perfect. With my mask on.
Okay, half-court shot, and if you get it in, we'll play the song.
Yes, I love that.
And you can have as many goes as you want. Until it goes in. Yeah, they're waiting, the players are waiting to come back. We're like, no, shut up. Richard's got to get it in.
Look, and even if they're not playing, I mean, that's like just play it out of our phones. Just hold it up to the mics.
Until they kill our mics and escort us out. But, you know.
Richard's taking the guitar along this week.
Yeah, I'm just saying, playing set up.
An acoustic performance.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Best performance of all time. This is going to be a tough game, though, but
it is,
I'm excited.
It is going to be a tough game, but, I mean, off the back of an opening round victory, it's huge.
But the game, like, I mean, yeah, I mean, I know it, when it went fourth quarter, went to OT, I was like, oh, come on, please.
Same
the boys
boat.
Pulled it out. So it was a great way to start, I think, and hopefully the boys can keep winning. So
absolutely. That winning confidence has to start from somewhere. And now they have the official anthem being played on repeat every day over and over. Mm-hmm. They just can't lose. Actually, they've never lost when they played the song.
They do it. Absolutely. And now, I mean, we've played it on radio now, which means we'll play it every 2 songs, which
there
is perfect.
I love that.
Boys, thank you so much. Luca Brasi, Richard,
Tass,
thanks for joining us, boys. All the best. And we'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah.
Cheers, fellas.
See ya.
We are almost at Christmas.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
Which means Michael's pretty happy. He's getting a few plays. But unfortunately, I bring you some sad Christmas music. Because Jim, Taz Networks, they have issued a warning to Christmas lovers this festive season after a blow-up Santa Claus caused a mass power outage in southern Tassie over the weekend. Blow-up Santa. I brought Grace in here because of your personal opinions of blow-up Santas. You hate them.
Well, yes. I'm a big, big, big fan of Christmas. I love Christmas lights. I love going out and looking around the streets of Hobart for the beautiful, you know, lit up houses to celebrate the festive season. Blow up Santa's not my
favourite. You think a little tacky?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes.
Glad we did this after our hit.com.au Christmas lights competition.
You didn't ask me last week, so it's...
So is it just blow up Santas or blow up creatures?
All blow up creatures.
Blow up things. So what about
all blow up creatures, great and small?
Mm-hmm.
So like, what's your opinion on it? They often have them out the front of car yards. Those little skinny, floppy blow up men.
I mean,
you know those guys. What do you think of them?
I'm not offended by those. Mm. I think they're fine, but they're also not. I think there are just more tasteful ways to celebrate Christmas.
Fair enough. Well, this.
So what about a dinosaur?
No.
Mm. Oh. Not a fan of
go get that voucher back.
I think that's your Christmas present, doesn't it?
They get your fans on the show. First she comes after scooters, now she comes after inflatable Christmas things.
Well, this particular Santa has been dubbed Saturday's Sizzling Santa. The decoration in someone's backyard was blown up onto high voltage lines during the strong winds, triggering an outage that left, get this, 1,000 people in Huonville and Franklin without power for an hour. Because of a blow-up Santa Claus. So tie down your Santas, guys. Taz Networks, in a recent post on Facebook, said, this is a quick reminder to ensure your outdoor Christmas decorations are well secured and weighed down. So this
especially, you know, the Tassie winds.
Tassie winds, mate, you get Santa underneath that.
No, but about anything. Trampolines.
Oh, trampolines.
Barbecues.
Yeah, different.
Did you say barbecues?
Barbecues.
Yeah.
I did.
I thought you said Barbie cutes. Like,
no, barbecue, no, cudes. Cudes. I don't know what that is.
Well, if you, the past tense of barbecuing something is when you, it's barbecued.
There you go.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I've flown away in the past. Barbecued. Trampa-cued. Santa Cude. No?
No.
Okay. Nah, it doesn't work. I don't mind blow up Santas. I think they're nice.
Makes sense.
But Jesus. About. Sometimes you just get a little inkling of what she's like.
Hobart thinks Grace is this lovely person, but Hobart, she's nasty. She just came after inflatable Santas.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Grinch.
Yeah, I know.
I can't go out.
I like some inflatable Santa. I think that's fun. Mm. You know what I mean?
Well,
yeah.
What'd you say?
Not all of
them. It makes sense.
Makes sense.
Not everybody on the show likes them. So what I want to ask is 131060, blow up Santas. What are your thoughts? Is it a yes or a no from the people of Hobart?
Blow up Santas, discuss.
Blow up Santas, discuss. Explain and discuss. Jim, where do you sit on the blow-up Santa front? Are you yay or an A, or are you...
Can I be, I'm on the fence.
You can be,
I'm on the fence on the blow-up Santa.
That's up in the wires, mate. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't mind either way.
Okay.
I don't feel... I don't see...
You're not attached to it.
Well, no, I don't see an inflatable Santa and I go, oh, that's awful. But I don't see it when I go, yeah.
See, I do. I walk past and go, yes, I'm talking
makes
about.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Well, really,
whereas
as a team,
Grace goes past with a knife and starts popping them.
You know what? Round of applause for the team.
Yeah, well done, team.
Because Nate absolutely loves them. Mm. So you're either a Nate, you froth them.
I like them.
You're just around it. You're a Jimmy and you're like,
nah. Yeah.
Or you're a Grace and you're like, that's awful.
Yeah,
just representing all of Tasmania here.
Yeah. So that way people
you're
listen.
Not representing all of Tasmania.
There's no, all of us.
No, all three of us.
All of us. I thought you were talking about you.
No, but, you know, everyone listening to the show can you know, they've got a
can
favorite.
Relate. Can relate somehow. Nice. All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now. Thoughts on blow-up Santas. Do you like them? Do you hate them? Are you, doesn't matter.
Are you a Nath, a Jimmy, or a Gray?
Just asking the question, 131060, blow-up Santas. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? This is after Taz Network. Well, they've come out and issued a warning to Christmas lovers this festive season after a blow-up Santa in southern Tassie hit the power lines, causing an outage to 1,000 homes just because of Santa Claus. Yeah. Also, a warning to Santa when he does come, watch out for power cords.
Yeah, it's lines.
Power cords, power lines. Also power cords.
Yeah,
just when he's sneaking around, he doesn't want to trip on those.
Boys with electricity.
Absolutely.
Be careful, guys.
Just want to be careful.
But look, I mean, we were chatting as a team, Nath. You're a Jimmy, Nath, or a Grace.
Yeah.
A Jimmy is someone who sees an inflatable Santa inflatable thing and goes,
yeah, it's fine.
I don't feel either way about it. You see it and go, yes.
I love them.
I'm here.
I love myself.
Let me get a photo.
I love an inflatable. Get me in front of it. Show the kids.
Producer Grace, thinks it's awful. Get to knife out.
Them. Yep.
It's to deflate them.
Been popping them. Been walking around with a knife. So we just wanted to see where Hobart's at. We feel like we cover all bases here, really, when it comes
to... Oh, we do.
We absolutely do. When it comes to inflatable Santas, Sam from Hobart. Sam, inflatable Santas, discuss. What are your thoughts?
I think it's contextual. I love the one on the Southern Outlet when you're driving up and it's really big in the distance. I think that's really amazing.
Great.
But I'm from Sydney and my dad had one in the front yard of suburban Sydney and that's a hard no, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Sam, you're sort of saying size matters.
I'm saying where you can view it from. If you can view it from a distance, it kind of is okay. But if you're like right up close to that big Santa,
no.
I'm like, sorry, no.
Yeah, okay, all right. So
a big Santa from a distance.
Yep.
Okay. And then it'll do the trick. Okay, fair enough. Have you got any decorations at your place, Sam?
No.
No, okay. You're so good. See that laugh? No decorations. Young Lincoln from Howrah. Hello, Lincoln. How are you?
Good.
Lincoln, what are your thoughts on blow-up Santas?
Meh.
Meh? Yeah, fair enough.
Are you like Grace, Lincoln? You just don't like them?
Yeah.
Or are you on the fence? Do you really not like them or do you don't really feel either way about them, Link?
I don't really feel either way about them.
Okay, so it's closer to you, Jim.
More of a Jimmy than Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So if you saw one on the street, would you stop and appreciate it, or just keep driving, Link?
I just keep driving.
I hope you're not driving, Lincoln, because you sound quite young.
How old are you, Lincoln?
Seven.
Don't have your driver's license yet?
Not really.
Not really. Thank you, Lincoln. James from Risdon Vale. Wrap things up, James. Thoughts on blow-up Santas?
Hey, boys. Just a quick shout-out to Bunsy, who's listening.
Good on you, Bumpy.
Bunsy.
Not Bumpy. I thought it was Bumpy.
Bunsy.
Good on you, Bunsy.
Yeah, the Bunsy.
Personally, I'm a bit of a don't really care. No, I don't like them. I don't like them.
You've changed on the fly.
You like Grace.
But I respect other people to put them in there. But my children are like ultra nice.
Oh,
they go nuts for anything Christmassy. anything crap in the front yard. They just love it.
So it doesn't even anything have to, crap in the front yard.
So it doesn't have to be good as long as it's like got a red and white sort of colour. It's like some sort of Christmas relative.
Anything that reminds them of Christmas, they're like, amazing, stop.
Bit of tinsel around the letterbox.
Dad, a tree, stop!
Alphabet for My State Bank, the human way to bank. It's Alphabet.
Yeah, that's right, a game as easy as ABC. The way it works, letter the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds, you get all 10 correct, you take home $1,000. This morning playing from Huonville. Hello, Annie, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Going all right. Any $1,000, would that go towards Christmas or will that just, you know, go in the bank account?
Towards Christmas.
Yeah.
What do you want for Christmas, Annie?
I'm not really sure. I did show my partner a bunch of, like, knife blocks and stuff.
Knife blocks. Okay, there you go.
Knife blocks are a great Christmas present because it's quite practical and I think it's something that not everyone has.
Yeah, there's a really nice rose gold one.
Ooh. Whereabouts, Annie?
Big W, actually.
Big Dubs. Yeah. Let's
big
get it.
Go. Big W.
Well, what's your partner's name, Annie?
Nicholas.
Nicholas, if you listen to mate, don't stuff this one up.
Well, old St. Nicholas, he better not. It's literally in his name. All right, Annie.
Annie's told it to him. We've said it on radio. Wakes up Christmas Day. No, I don't have it.
All right, Annie, let's see what we can do for you. Hey, let's see if at least we can deliver you something good for Christmas. $1,000 up for grabs. This morning, your letter is D, as in D for dog. Okay, your 30 seconds starts in, and the first topic I give you can pass. We can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Annie from Huonville, are you ready to play?
Yes. Did you say the letter was B or D? Sorry.
Yeah, no, D for dog, not B for bog.
Okay.
D for dad.
No. D for dad, Dave. Dangerous
dog.
Yeah, any
dangerous
of those.
Dangerous Dave.
Any of those.
Yep, cool.
Okay, Annie, you good to go?
Yep, good
All right,
to go.
Your first question, beginning with D. Name an American president.
Donald Trump.
A Disney character.
Pass.
A Netflix original.
Pass.
An Australian city.
Darwin.
Brand of shoe.
Pass.
Pink song.
Pass.
Christmas carol.
Pass.
Ryan Reynolds movie.
Deadpool.
Famous soccer player.
Pass.
Five letter word. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Annie, I'm not going to lie to you. It was way too hard. And for those that don't know, we play as a team before, and Annie, you and I did about exactly the same.
Yeah.
So. Don't worry about it. How the hell was I ever going to get, or anyone going to get, Pink's Dear Mr. President?
Yeah.
It's not a well-known Pink song. I don't even know how it goes. How does it go?
Dear Mr. President. That's all I know.
Dun, dun, I could have figured that bit out.
What you asked.
All you did was say, Dear Mr. President, in a singy voice.
Well, you asked me how it went.
Producer Grace, you have a crack at it. How's it go?
Dear Mr. President.
You just
wait. I want to have a word with you.
Let's see. Ooh. Annie, do you know how the song goes?
No.
No. If you can give me a crack at it, I'll give you $50 from my state bank. Just say, Dear Mr. President, in a little bit of a singing voice.
Dear Mr. President.
Beautiful. $50.
And yeah, 100%. That's all you needed to do. $50. All thanks to MyState Bank, the human way to bank. That is all yours, Annie. We hope you get what you want for Christmas, that knife block, okay?
Thank you so much.
Nice. Producer Grace joins us in the studio as well. I've got some news about baby names.
So cute.
But seriously, whose baby is that?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Can we get someone to pick up the baby? Left?
So I've got the list of Australian baby names that are at risk of becoming extinct.
Apparently
superhero names, astrology names, they're all popular now and people coming up with the fun spelling on classic names as well.
Why do we have to mess with the spelling?
So I've got 28 names, girls and boys, that are on the verge of being extinct.
So people are just not calling their babies these names.
Apparently these have been on decline for around 20 years.
On the way out, okay.
So they're just, no one in Australia.
Slowly dropping off.
And these names were popular in Australia once, but apparently just no babies. So I'm going to punch through some. Let's start with the girls. Maybe just stop me if you want to, either of you want to chat about it, discuss it further.
Imagine we just didn't stop him. He did the list and Jimmy knows.
Well, it could make sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could both be like,
Makes sense. Yeah.
All right, we'll start with Barbara.
Yep.
Yeah, Barb.
Bertha.
Ooh.
Bertha.
Big.
Big. Big's still there. Bertha gone, though.
Oh, that's a golf brand, Grace.
Yeah.
Oh.
Big Bertha.
I thought it was like a boat.
No. I've still got a Big Bertha driver somewhere.
Oh, it's a golf stick.
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay. A club.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Doreen.
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 Why are you pronouncing it like Doreen?
Oh, no one knows how to say it. It's on the way out, mate.
Who cares? It's gone.
Doreen.
Doris.
Oh, Doris is cute.
Doris Day.
I think some of these older names will come back.
Gertrude.
Yeah, that's gone.
That's gone, mate. That's gone.
Glenda.
Oh, yeah. Glenda.
Oh, this is just the list of... This is the manifest from the nursing home, really.
Carrie.
Carrie, yeah.
Yeah. Maud.
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 How do you spell Maud out of interest?
M-A-U-D-E.
Yeah.
Maud.
Okay. Muriel.
Muriel. Muriel's wedding. Yeah.
Need the re-release of that.
Pauline.
Pauline.
Which is your partner, Meg's mum.
Meg's mum. Pauline on the way out. That's sad.
Phyllis.
Yeah. Phyllis. Well, I mean, we're watching The Office. There's a lady in The Office called Phyllis.
And Tonya.
Tonya. Or Tanya.
Tonya.
Tonya, like I, Tonya.
I, Tonya.
I thought that one was kind of cool. Tonya? Yeah.
Tonya. All right, so that's the girls. Okay. Let's go to the boys. Clifford.
Oh, the dog. Big red dog.
The big dog. Big Bertha and Clifford. I've also got that club in the bag.
Bertha and Clifford are coming over for dinner.
It's a children's book.
Clive.
Oh, Clive. Oh, sad.
Clive.
Shout out to Clive Rose. Yeah,
he's a friend of ours, and he's a young Clive.
He's a young Clive.
Okay.
Daryl.
Oh, Daz.
Yeah.
Pink Daryl.
We need horses to be realist.
Hubert.
Oh, Hubert.
No one's called Hubert.
No, there has been, obviously.
No, they're all gone, mate. Hubert.
Oh, Hubert.
Hubert.
Leslie.
Leslie.
The same, the guy that my gran was dating. That's Leslie.
Magnetic Island.
From Magnetic Island. Les.
Maurice.
Oh, I like Maurice.
Maurice.
I wouldn't name my child Maurice, but Maurice. I like it.
Norman.
Oh,
Norman. Greg. That's another golf term.
Greg Norman.
Norman.
Roger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know a few Rogers. I'm not sure about that
babies?
One.
Babies?
No one's going baby. Meet baby Roger.
That's what I mean. Like, they're going extinct because no one's looking at a baby going, Roger. Yeah,
baby Roger.
Royston.
That's not a name. It's extinct because no one ever used it.
R-O-Y-S-T-O-N. Royston.
Royston.
131060 if you know a Royston.
If your name's Royston, if you've ever known a Royston.
Grandpa Royston.
131060, give me a call right now and I'll give you Spider-Man tickets.
And finally on the boys' list, Vernon.
Yeah, Vernon.
Yeah, makes sense.
Vernon.
Yeah,
Vernon. Vernon doesn't...
I mean, no surprises really on that one?
No, not really. I mean, Royston, massive surprise. I thought that was making a resurgence.
Old baby...
Grace, answer this. Because Grace, if this person is named Royston... We've got people calling, reckon they know a Royston. No, they don't. No, look at all these people calling.
It's a people
no
calling.
No way. No way. Just whip them over, Grace. Let's see who we got. I want to talk to these people.
Okay, like five people are calling.
Yeah,
currently.
Five people are calling.
You don't believe it?
No way. No way. Should I just cold answer one of them?
No, because if they swear, we'll get in trouble. You know, it works. Well, Grace has to vet them.
Yeah.
Go through them. Tell me your story.
Let us know.
Don't say hi to the boys.
She's written that this person's name is Royston. There is no way. All right, here we go. Royston from Dromedary. Is your name actually Royston?
Yes.
No, it's not. Really?
Yep.
What's your full name?
Royston Featherstone.
No, it's not. It's not.
What's your middle name, Royston?
Heath.
Royston Heath Featherstone.
Keith.
Royston. Oh, Keith. Well, that makes sense then, doesn't it?
No. Can you send us some form of ID via the socials?
No, I'm driving, but...
Oh, I don't believe you, Royston.
Grace, get some details from Royston.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe Royston. Sue from Mangalore. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Hi, Sue. Do you know a Royston?
Yeah, one of the leading thoroughbred figures in Tasmania is Royston Carr.
Royston Carr. I actually have heard of that
You've
name
heard
before.
Of Royston Carr?
Yes.
Okay. No, I'll pay that one because I've seen that name
I've
in the news.
It, yeah.
All right, Royston Carr.
I feel sorry now. Sorry, Royston.
For who? Not Royston bloody fairy tale. Well, it's
Featherstone.
All right, do we want to go back to him or are you still going to believe him? Royston Featherstone. We still got you there?
Yep.
I want to believe you.
I do want to believe you. Because we're
promises your name's Royston
Featherstone. What can you tell us that will make you believe us? That will make us believe you that your name's Royston.
No idea. What my parents called.
It's true.
Well, your parents called.
All right, I'll believe you. Thank you,
Royston. Admittedly, we're a little late to this news, but there's a bit on.
It's time for another Hemsworth update.
Hey, this is Chris Hemsworth.
Hey, I'm Liam Hemsworth. Hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
Yes, this has been floating around the news for a couple of weeks now, but now it's just come across the Jimmy and Nath desk. You know what I mean? We've had a bit on. It's time to get to it.
You can be honest, Nath. It's been floating around for a while, but you and I have been doing our due diligence behind the scenes to investigate whether or not this is real or not. We only talk about things that are 100% factual on this show.
100%.
And we can now confirm that we have spoken to the right people, and this is a true story.
100% true, 100% Hobart. That's what we are. According to the Mercury,
everything Hobart.
And also, the owners of Tasmania's newest accommodation experience is called Little Beach Co. Chris Hemsworth could be the new buyer of Tasmania's exclusive oceanfront site called Piano Caves. Now, this has been rolling
around. Caves or caves?
Caves. Piano. Caves? Piano Caves.
I've just coves. Grace has given me
maybe
this.
It says coves. Maybe it is coves. Coves or caves? Grace, is it coves or caves?
I've read coves.
All right, might be coves.
Again, as I said, we've been doing research for days.
It's either coves or caves, and that's what we're getting to the bottom of.
It's either Chris or Liam. It's one of the.
So here's what we wanted to do. We've reached out to a real estate agent who allegedly may or may not have brokered the deal for Piano Coves and Chris Hemsworth. His name is Marcus Douglas. He's from Shepherd and Heap. How do you say this? Petriety Limited. You know you say that?
I don't know. Just say Shepherd and Heath Launceston.
Yeah, it's a real estate agent, essentially.
Shepherd and Heap, not Heath.
Shepherd and Heap Launceston.
As I said, we've been doing our research for days. Getting to the bottom of this to know what's true and what's not.
And that's the thing, and we don't miss much.
We know this story back to front, inside out.
100%. You just heard it here. Hugh Jackman buying a place in West Hobart. It is awesome, and we're getting to the bottom of it next, talking to somebody from Harcourts. Nah, just jokes, guys. Jim, we were just talking about it's one of these.
It's time for another Hemsworth update.
Hey, this is Chris Hemsworth.
Hey, I'm Liam Hemsworth. Hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
Yes, Chris Hemsworth, rumoured to be the buyer of Tasmania's exclusive oceanfront site. My mistake, I called it Piano Caves. Piano Coves. Piano Coves. And to tell us a little bit more, we've done some digging. Please welcome sales agent from Shepherd and Heap in Launceston, Mr. Marcus Douglas. Marcus, welcome to the show.
G'day, boys. What an intro. Thank you.
Oh, Marcus, I'm just reading here. Recently sold 8 properties and currently has 5 listings for sale. You're on fire, mate.
It's a hot market out there, boys. We've never seen anything like it.
You're doing amazing. Well. So, Marcus, was it you that sat down with Chris Hemsworth?
No. I have to be honest with you. We haven't met, sighted, seen Chris at this stage. It's very rumoured at this point, mate. But the property is sold.
The property is sold.
I guess someone like Chris Hemsworth, I mean, he'd probably have people.
Yeah.
When you're that big, you'd have people look after stuff.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. I mean, at the end of the day, it was a nominee clause, but look, at the end of the day, no indications that he is the purchaser at this point.
So, we've got to wait till we see him walking around the place, Marcus, before we can confirm it.
We do, mate, but the rumours have it he has been about. He's a mad surfer, I believe, and fallen madly in love with the East Coast, which naturally you would do, particularly in the north. But no, I haven't sighted him yet, mate. No.
Operating under the name Hiss Kemsworth is the email address.
Can you buy a property with a fake name, Marcus, or it's not allowed?
You could, as long as you have a nominee clause, I guess. That's quite possible, and it has been done.
Okay, so Marcus, where is this rumour coming from? I know you said that he's been cited around a little bit, but the fact that he's potentially bought this property, Piano Coves, where has this come from?
It's a good question. I have no idea. It was probably, I mean, the property has been under contract now for a few weeks, and I probably first heard the rumour in St. Helens from a local friend of mine, and that's the first I'd heard of it. But then it just from there on, it just went ballistic, you know.
Right. Okay.
Newspapers, radio, it was amazing. I've never seen a rumor go off like this. It's incredible.
Outside of...
We're good at spreading them here.
Yeah, you're good, mate. Yeah,
yeah, man.
You know someone, right?
Yeah. It's Tassie, mate. We all know someone who knows someone who knows someone. I mean, outside of Chris Hemsworth, Marcus, I mean, who else have you sold to? Is there any other big names out there that are buying property in Tassie?
Yeah, there is. It's interesting. I think, you know, COVID has obviously played a big part in this, and Tassie is now seen to be a bit of a, you know, a lifestyle purchase. I mean, property is still cheap down here, believe it or not. You know, we're still for sale compared to some of the, you know, the mainland locations. But we've had over 300 inquiries on Piano Cove.
Wow.
Working in conjunction with my colleague, David Webster. It's interesting. And of those interests, I guess the top five, you know, have been at a calibre well beyond my reach. You know, we're talking... big dollars. Some local, some offshore. One local, one Tasmanian buyer.
Wow.
But, you know, those sort of levels, 11 to 15K guys, is really not a lot of money for these boys. So, you know, they're looking for a lifestyle investment.
Yeah. Okay. So, Marcus, so it has been sold. You can confirm it has been sold.
It has been sold. But there is a but. Mm. There was a condition which has been triggered. Our purchaser, I do believe is an ex-Tasmanian, possibly, but he lives offshore now, and I think COVID may have kicked in there, and he's been unwell for a period of time and recovering from that illness.
Right.
So we will know, say, within the next 7 to 14 days, that it will close. The sale is predicted to close in the next 7 to 14 days, as this guy recovers, sadly. But I have been informed, instructed by the property owner guys, that there is a small window of hope. If there is any further interest out there, we would canvass and put in front of the property owner any additional offers at this point. But either way, guys, the hammer will fall. That's a Chris Hemsworth joke.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
The hammer will fall within the next 14 days, guys. No doubt.
So what you're saying, Marcus, Nathan and I need to put our pennies together and see if we can get an offer in.
I think so, mate. Just send the piggy bags in, and I'm happy to smash them open and count them for you. That could be a good deposit.
Marcus, I'm in an offer, $500.
Oh, mate, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Oh, come, 600. Yeah.
You'd be in debt for the rest of your life.
Marcus Douglas from Shepherd & Heap in Lottie, mate. We appreciate you giving us this much-needed insight as to whether or not Chris Hemsworth is moving down, if he's bought a place, Piano Coves or not. I guess we'll keep a watchful eye out, and we'll figure it out in the next couple of weeks, as you said. Marcus, we appreciate you, buddy. Good on you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Well, this is awkward. The podcast is over.
That's it.
You should not be here anymore. I know what you're doing. You're probably seeing on the podcast that it's like, oh, there's still 30 seconds to go.
Round of applause for getting to the end.
Oh, yeah. Well done to you. Unless, of course, you skip to the end. You cheats.
But, yeah, stop listening.
Yes, yeah, it is. It is done,
it's
guys.
It's done.
It is done.
That's it.
This is just a little... We've just decided to put this on the end.
This is just us to tell you that it's over.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
There's nothing else. There's literally nothing else.
You can keep listening, but it is just Nathan and I telling you... Our listener, that there's nothing else.
We might even leave a little bit of silence just to really ram home that there's nothing.
Nothing else.
Ready?
Yeah. That's
told
it.
Told you.
Stop. It's
done.
Else.
Get out of here.
Stop listening!